This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jake is in Boston. What's going on, Jake?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, man.
Listen, I actually sent Tony an email 2 days ago. I've been on top of Belichick for the last 7 or 8 years because this behavior actually started with his ex. A couple things specific to this, if you get him on. Number one, her and Caroline Leavitt, who is the White House press secretary, are very friendly on Instagram. They're both from the same region. They're both Northern New Englanders. They both are also an age gap relationship. And the way she came across was very much similar to the way Caroline conducts a White House press room. So I wonder if he has any insight onto Jordan's relationship with Caroline Leavitt and what they've been talking about behind the scenes, because I think that's a fascinating aspect of this. Two, I don't know where Carolina goes from here, because this reminds me of what happened last summer, at least with how this story has grown and grown and grown, similar to what happened with Joe Biden during the first debate. And it was the initial wave of coverage, but each day results in a new peeling of the onion. And if you're the University of North Carolina, a public institution, and you realize everything from this from now on, and today you have the great New York Post story about all the real estate Jordan has gotten over the last 18 months, more layers are going to come to the surface. They don't necessarily have a way out, and that's a really expensive buyout, but there's no way this gets better. And there's too much time between now and the start of the season in September to where this is not going away. And by the way, yesterday, we got the first comment from the Belichick family on this stuff that's not named Bill.
Yeah.
When Bill's daughter-in-law, Jennifer Belichick, commented on a post on the Gronkowski Edelman podcast on Instagram, responded to Nikki Glaser, who was basically like, Jordan was unprofessional. And Jen goes, that's not what a publicist is supposed to do, and basically called out Jordan. So this is also in the family, too. Jordan does not talk with the kids, even though behind the scenes we've seen FOIA emails about her and Steve and defending Steve. They don't have a relationship with
Jake,
the kids.
What do you
right
do
now
all day, man?
This has been my beat for the last 6 years.
This is incredible. I have to say,
So here's the question that I have for Jake, because it sounds like, you know, I don't know if you heard Al Dukes this morning talking with Jerry Recco. They have a bet, and Al Dukes says that there's no way that Bill Belichick is going to be coaching the North Carolina Tar Heels this season. Are you in agreement with Al Dukes?
You know, if they have squashed this story, and to be honest, I thought there might be some behind-the-scenes maneuvering from Bob Kraft in terms of sabotaging the interview with the Bill question, because Bob and Sherry Redstone are really close. Robert Kraft is on the board of Viacom because of Sherry Redstone. The Redstone, Sherry's father was the first one to call Robert Kraft.
Yeah, but Jake, you do know it's been sold. You do know that Viacom Paramount has been sold to Skydance.
They've got to get approval from the FCC,
yeah,
and that's involved Sherry.
Yeah.
That's involved Sherry pretty significantly. I think it's going to be a long road to the finish line here. I do think she was a net positive in terms of buzz and hype until this happened, because ultimately Carolina's goal is to have enough buzz and energy around the program to where the SEC and the Big Ten are looking at them and saying, expansion, we want you over Virginia Tech. We want you over Florida State. They're in that conversation. And until this happened yesterday, and basically the emasculation of Bill Belichick over the last 72 to 96 hours, they were part of that conversation. And that's their bigger goal with this hire. So as long as the onion doesn't keep peeling, and I think it's going to keep peeling, he'll be there on opening day. I just think you've got to slash
All right, Jake,
as best as possible.
Are you? Let me just ask you this: are you a fan of Bill Belichick or no?
I'm a Patriot fan, but I realized 5 or 6 years ago that there was Bill's ex had a lot of power in terms of what he was making Bill do. Do you remember the draft in 2020 where Nike the dog was?
Yeah, the dog was sitting there.
That was disgusting. I emailed Jason Gay, wrote this puff piece on how great it was, and I'm like, I'm like, Jason, this is the dumbest thing I think I've ever seen. His draft, he's drafted one Pro Bowler in the last 7 years. Like, you can't have the dog as a draft as a draft prop. The year before, she drafted Jawan Williams for him in the second round because they both went to Vanderbilt. And Bill, oh, everyone kept talking about how great it was. Bill was going to Middle Tennessee State in February of 2020 when he wasn't at the draft combine. It's because Linda was dragging him all over Nashville as a socialite prop.
Well, Jake, this is incredible. I mean, I'm floored by the amount of research you've done on this. Are you this into the Karen Reed trial as you are with the Belichick stuff?
Not as much. You'll have to leave that to Turtle Boy. That's his beat.
Okay, do you think she's going to be found guilty or innocent?
I think the state has to find her guilty because they've spent a ton of money on it. She is innocent.
Okay, all right, very good there, Jake. Amazing. I mean, this guy, Jesus. Linda Holiday and going to Vanderbilt and drafting guys.
Linda Holiday was drafting people?
Yeah, that's what he said.
So I guess what he is trying to say here is that the Bill Belichick that we see as the football coach that we admire, that we respect, that we all wanted for the Giants and everything else, is this emasculated man and has been taken advantage of by two women who have changed his life and his direction?
That's what he's saying, yeah. I mean, he had lots of examples there.
Wow.
And by the way, wasn't there an out or a buyout situation in Belichick's contract in June of this year?
Well, yeah, if he ended up getting a pro job, yes.
But is it contingent on that?
I don't know, but I still say...
Well, I think it's important now.
I still say, you remember how low Colorado went as a football team? And as a football program, they weren't getting any people at the games. Nobody was going there. They weren't winning. And they became an afterthought and probably a joke in many of the eyes of the administration there in Colorado and also the alum. So what did they do? They went out and they hired a showman. And that guy came in and did everything that he said he was going to do. And that was to put Colorado back on the map and rebuild the brand. Because he's always been about the brand. Now, it's been his own brand in terms of Prime, but he had to rebuild the brand at Colorado. And for at least the last 2 years, he has moved the needle significantly for Colorado and has made them a known entity.
Yeah, but I know you're trying to get to the Belichick part of this. This is the direct opposite,
no,
right?
But
now.
He's ruining
their brand.
Yeah, no, but maybe they're ruining the brand now, but I think that the reason that North Carolina went in this direction.
Yeah, sure.
Of course. The same reason why Colorado went in their direction, but they thought that they were hiring, you know, a football savant, which Bill is. I don't care what anybody says. He is. But I don't think they were hiring what they got now, right now, in terms of all of this stuff around his book. Like, I don't even know why he wrote a book. Why would he have to write a book?
I don't know. Maybe this because he didn't think he was going to be coaching, and he figured here's a little bit more revenue that can go in my pocket. It's all about money. He wanted to make some more money. That's why he wrote a book.
Yeah, but you got to know when you have to go on these book tours, as every writer knows, you're going to be asked questions that, you know, either don't involve the book or just specifically about the book. But I think this is what happened here.
Yeah, I mean,
with CBS,
yeah, clearly that's what happened. But yeah, so that out in the contract in June, that to me is now fascinating because if this thing continues to bubble up, like Jake in Boston is saying, and the layers of the onion continue to get peeled every day, and it gets weirder and weirder, and then UNC is like, I got to get out of this thing. We got to figure out a way to get you out of here.
They're not going to do that. They're too far into it. The season's literally, like, right around the corner. The team is being built. You know, he's got Mike Lombardi down there. He's got his son down there. He's put a whole coaching staff together. I mean,
his daughter-in-law hates his girlfriend, though. And he's supposed to be the head coach in waiting. And then also these emails out there about her protecting him because of the nepotism thing can't be helping either. Whole thing's a disaster.
Well,
Miss Hancock's got it all screwed up.
Well, and then she's going to be running for Miss Hancock again here in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Wow.
We should go.
But I don't think that.
Go up to the Miss Hancock competition.
I really don't think that this is going to have anything to do with North Carolina's decision to keep him or get rid of him. I think that they're all in. They're all in for him right now. And no matter what you hear, maybe from a unidentified source or something like that, I don't think any of that matters. I think North Carolina is all in, and he's going to coach them. And
at this point of the information that we know. If it continues to get stranger and stranger, then who knows? But, I mean, every day it's something weirder. So that's why. And then Al's right. Once you get everybody sniffing around it now, The Athletic, New York Post.
The family may just be upset just because of, you know, his age, how much he's accumulated, and, you know, who's he leaving it to, that kind of thing. You get into that world, now all of a sudden anything can happen.
Yeah, I mean, she just purchased four $2 million homes.
Or whatever she owns.
Yeah.
Land or homes or whatever.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and, like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.